Next week begins the grand experiment of e-learning in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. Students will return to school from home Monday. In the meantime, teachers, administrators, and staff are taking a crash course in how to deliver an education without being able to physically interact with their classes. We're talking to teachers, administrators, and families over the next few days to see how everybody's getting ready for the big change. Today, it's Krista Cady, the music teacher at Kaleidoscope School of Arts and Science in Kenai. If you think of physically interactive classes, music is near the top of the list. That's going to be a tough adjustment, Cady says.
Not being able to see my kids, not being able to get hugs every day, and not being able to hear their voices, play instruments with them. I'm wondering sort of how much we'll have to really review come fall when we'll be back in the schools, I'm predicting. I've been calling it the lost quarter.
School music concerts have been canceled through the rest of the year, and music teachers are trying to figure out how to still have kids play together, maybe through Skype sessions or in Zoom conferencing. It's tough without a designated music class time.
This has got so much potential, but the variables are, you know, what parents' work schedules are and how many kids are at home and how many devices do they have and what are the expectations of the district in terms of how much time does each student put into doing their work.
Cady is focusing on lessons and activities kids can do individually at their own pace and time.
I'll be maybe reading a book and having them get out their favorite stuffed animal as we learn the difference between, say, like a lullaby and how that feels to rock your body side to side versus a song that's more like a band march.
Figuring out the content is only part of the challenge. Learning the tools to deliver it is another.
Every hour of the day, they've had webinars for us on things like screencasting, Zoom basics, embedding video, Google Slides, sharing and permissions in Google Drive, tips for working from home. I mean, so many. You could take a new webinar every hour.
While there are definite drawbacks to not having kids physically in school, e-learning does offer some benefits. For instance, no more time spent on classroom management. Teachers can record their lessons without having their attention divided among all their charges, or being interrupted for hall passes or bathroom breaks. Going forward, Cady thinks the skills everyone is learning now will still be useful even after school is physically back in session.
You know, it's taking us into the wave of the future. I mean, I don't want the face-to-face brick-and-mortar school type of model to go away, but in a situation like this that nobody could have thought was going to have to happen, you know we know we can do it, we think.
Cady wants her parents and students to know she's here for them, just not, you know, physically.
We're all going through this together. At this time, we need less stress and not more stress. We're all here to help each other. We're all a phone call or a text or an email away. What we're doing is meant to be, you know, helpful for everybody. And I'm just excited to see how we're able to work together and help the kids stay engaged and, you know, not driving each other crazy as we're stuck here in our houses.
Thanks to Krista Cady for sharing her experience with us. Tomorrow, we'll be talking to a school principal about preparations being made at the building level.